This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. I'm with you live from Torta Pizza. Hanging out here for another hour. A lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to look at, look at the card for this weekend. We're going to go back and talk about last weekend's BKFC. We're watching video, and I got to be careful because we don't want to upset our next guest.
Who's your next guest?
Well, you know, we're watching video. We're watching what's going on in downtown Tampa.
Right.
And I know Julian wants to talk about his fight, but he may not want to talk about the parade that's going on.
Uh-oh.
Let's welcome to the program as he gets ready for his fight on Saturday, Julian Marquez. Julian, how are you?
Oh, I'm golden, man, living happy.
Not too bad.
How about yourself?
The things aren't bad. We're broadcasting nationally here from Tampa, so we're watching this boat parade that I'm sure you're not overly happy about, though, right?
Hey, look, you know what? It was a great game. Kansas City made it for the second year. I spent, you know, 28 years watching Kansas City continuously lose, and we made it to the Super Bowl back-to-back. I'm pretty happy regardless.
Well, and I'm sure that you saw that all of the supposed experts are picking them to win it again next year.
I wouldn't doubt it, man. Patrick Mahomes is a savage. It's just Kansas City needs to get an O-line, a little bit better of an O-line, and Tom Brady needs to retire because that guy is the greatest of all time. You can't argue with it. Man, he did what he did. 7 rings? Come on.
It is amazing, and it's a shame that, you know, what happened to Kansas City's offensive line. You know, their star left tackle gets injured, you know, the coronavirus, but it is what it is. You know, you have to play the hand, you know, that you're dealt. And you're right, Tom Brady came in, he changed the culture again here in Tampa, and good for Tampa Bay, and congrats for Kansas City for getting there.
Absolutely, man. There's a bright future. We just had the greatest Super Bowl of all time. Literally, we just watched the GOAT versus baby GOAT. Because Patrick Mahomes, let's be honest, this guy was getting tackled, falling down, and making throws that were unbelievable. He's going to be here for a long time. It was like literally watching Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant play each other, but in the NFL. I think it's going to be amazing. We're going to see Kansas City there, and hopefully Patrick Mahomes gets 7 rings. And we even got Travis Kelce on there being the best tight end of all time. Let's go.
Definitely with you. Last thing I'll talk about, you know, the Super Bowl, if you get a chance, and I'm sure they'll show it on the news, Tom Brady just took the Lombardi Trophy and threw it from the boat he was on to Gronk in another boat in the middle of the water.
Yeah, I saw that actually on Barstool Sports Instagram, and I think that's amazing because basically to us that thing is amazing, but to him it's just another trophy.
Exactly. Can you imagine walking through Jeter's house with all of his trophies there? Let's talk about Fight Week in Las Vegas, and I've been talking to the athletes now going on a year with the virus and how strange now. Crazy. We're now a year into it. Is it just status quo? You know what you have to do, you know what you have to deal with, and you just have to stay quarantined until fight night?
Yeah, it's just another day, another time, another, you know, location. It doesn't matter. The arena may change, the spots may change, but the outcome and the training doesn't.
How do you go through this week? You know, how do you count down the hours? Is it like Christmas, you can't wait till Saturday, or is it like, you know, it's 4 days until school starts and you're kind of like blocking it out?
Oh, we're gaming right now. We're playing PlayStation 4, UFC 3. We're about to put in UFC 4 here in a little bit. We're just playing games and hanging out. We're just passing time like if we were at my house or if we were back in, you know, Kansas City with the team. Like, we're passing the time just like any other day. Like, the tough part of training camp is over. This is the fun part.
You know, I always ask all of you athletes when you come on, it's, you know, that it's a work trip. You know, you're not there to play around. You know, it's Las Vegas. You don't walk on the strip. You don't, even though I know a lot of guys do get out, a lot of athletes do get out and do that. Is it more difficult because you can't do it now?
No, I never treat it like a work trip. This is a fun trip. This is who I am. This is where I want to be. Why do I want to sit there and be all strict and not just, man, like I said, we're playing video games. We have Monopoly here. we're just being quarantined inside of a hotel, but we still can go out. We still can hit mitts. Majority of the time's filled up with interviews. Like, I mean, I'm having fun. I'm enjoying it. And this week's all fun. That's all it is. Fun and games for me.
All right. Let's get to know you a little bit. A couple questions that I always ask. You can have four people over for dinner. It cannot be family members or team members, living or passed away, real or fictitious. Who are you having over for dinner?
I'm having Miley Cyrus over all day, no question. Taylor Swift, probably Katy Perry, and I don't know who the other one would be. Maybe some. Let's throw in Borat, because I think that would just be an interesting group.
I'm like, oh my God, I think that would be fun. Could you imagine him walking into that? That would be incredible.
Very nice.
Say again?
No, it was very nice. A little quote.
Oh, very nice. Borat. I got you. No, I've never seen it.
You got to watch it. Come on. Your fans
I can't
want you to watch it.
I can't watch
it. You'll get that quote.
All right, Matt, loaded it up. We're going to have to watch it, you know, by the end of the show.
For sure.
What's the craziest, funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of a fight?
Back in 2011, I was fighting this guy in this place called Whiskey Tango's. Absolutely disgusting location. It's a giant hole-in-the-wall bar, but like it's in a barn in Green Valley, Missouri. Everybody who's anybody's ever fought in there if you came up in the Midwest, but I fought in this, and you could smoke cigarettes inside the arena or cigars, and you would get in the octagon and it would be completely covered with cigarette smoke. There'd be thousands of people there because it's just a country ass boat on boat. Anyways, I went for a double leg to take this guy down, and he had poop stains on his pants. And I like sat there and looked at it. I was like, whoa, and started gagging and ended up getting a rear naked choke without gagging the rest of the time.
Wow. That's crazy. Wow. Saturday night won't come soon enough. What can we expect to see once you get back in the octagon?
Man, 31 months I've been asked this. 31 months I've been preparing. You're going to see the Cuban Missile Crisis evolve. You're going to see the Cuban Missile Crisis throw nukes, and we're out here coming for the win. We're coming vicious, and we're coming ready.
I love that the nukes are coming. We're going to put you on hold real quick, Julian, so that we can send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as I just picked up a new sponsor. We're going to send you a pair of headphones from Jabron. Do you want over the ear, in the ear, or behind the ear? Which you can just let my producer know what kind of headphones you want, and they'll be sent to you the next week as well.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate y'all.
I appreciate your time. Best of luck. Have fun on Saturday. All right, so let's go hit this break. They're going to take care of all of that with Julian when we come back. More shenanigans from the paid. David Feldman coming up. We'll run down the card on Saturday and a whole lot more.
Before you move on, that's got to be one of the greatest nicknames, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I liked how he said nuke.
He's like, I'm dropping nukes on him.
And as a former veteran, I used to track nukes, so I'm a little like, what's going on? There's nukes around. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Torrid Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Into the future. Time is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
All right, nothing wrong with the little Doobie Brothers coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and StaffZone. First hour, we had Mike Perry on. We talked numerous things. He dropped who his upcoming fight is against. Then he talked a little bit about where he was Friday night, what his thoughts were Friday night. Let's welcome to the program the president of that organization, of BKFC. He's been on this program numerous times. Welcome him back. Dave Feldman, how are you?
Doing well, Randy, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate your time, and I know that I continue to say this. First, getting a lot of feedback from the station, but that event Friday night was unbelievable, top event so far. How do you continue to top, whether it's the athletes or the production or everything, because everything was spot on Friday night?
Thank you so much. You know, we're just never satisfied. We want to put on the best fights that we could possibly put on. We always want to step up. I think we found that key exactly where we needed our lighting, where we needed our production. The setup was incredible. Now we just got to continue putting on great fights with evenly matched fights, and that's what we did. I know that you had Mike Perry on earlier.
You know what?
I'm curious to hear what he had to say.
He absolutely loved it. You know, he said it was phenomenal. He said it's something that he would consider, you know, down the road. Obviously, he's in the UFC right now and, you know, some other things that are coming. But he said he could see himself doing it. He could see himself, you know, competing in that. And he thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. I mentioned to you the other day, Dave, that I had a special take, my own take, on the main event. And I haven't really said this to anybody. I was waiting to say this to you first. Not that any organization, you know, needs even more credibility. BKFC is credible. It is the next big thing. It is blowing up. But fans, media, people that are in the know, people who are not in the know, believe that Britton Hart was brought in to do one thing, and that was to lose Friday night to Paige VanZant. Only nobody told Britt that. And for her to go in there and totally dominate, you know, it goes to show what you are doing, what Nate is doing, that you are trying to put together the most competitive fights.
Absolutely, Randy. Look, you know, they both came to fight, so I take my hat off to Paige. She didn't have to do this. She didn't have to fight bare knuckle, and she did. She came in. She, you know, kind of found her own as the fight started ending, and she picked up her pace at the end of the fight. But let's talk about Britton Hart now. Britton Hart is a girl that had a rough life. She's a victim of domestic violence, two kids, single mother, working as a waitress, just trying to find her way in life. When we gave her this opportunity, she jumped all over it and seized the moment. So I'm very happy for Britton Hart and where this may be able to take her down the road now. But as far as Paige VanZant goes, I thought that she fought a good fight as she started finding herself. And the other thing that I respect about her, not only that she didn't have to do this, but that immediately after the fight, she said, when can I fight again?
You know, which says a great deal, you know, about her and Britt. But the whole card, you know, from Travis, you know, from your co-main event, you know, with Dat Nguyen. Every fight was entertaining, which is the main job of a promoter. And when fans come, they want to be entertained. And I felt that it was very entertaining until the eclipse happened and Shaq walked in front of me.
Shaq, man, it's crazy. He loves this. And for him to say that we're about, you know, very close on a deal, it was amazing for him to say that instead of us saying that. And if he becomes a part of this organization, I think he's another reason why this just catapults and just moves a lot faster than we can get it there ourselves. I know where we're going to
is
go.
Is there
all these little things that are involved are going to get us there a little faster?
No, absolutely. Is there any truth to the rumor that the clause in Shaq's contract is that he also has to fight one time?
And that he has to fight Bob Sapp.
Okay. All right. How soon, you know, when I talk to the NFL guys or really any athletes, it's like, you know, we dwell on the good, we dwell on the bad for 24 hours, and then we move ahead. Is that the same with you guys as you're working on the next event and the events after that? Is that already in the rearview mirror, what happened Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, this one was a little bit different because this brought in a lot of fans that never really watched combat sports before or definitely never watched our product before. And the overwhelming acceptance and response that we got on Saturday and on Sunday was amazing. So I kind of soaked it in a little on the weekend. For the first time, I really kind of soaked it in and reflected on what we built, and it was amazing. You know, we sat there as a team, and you know, I called them all over, and I said, guys, just stop for a second. Let's enjoy what we're doing for once. We built something incredible. Let's look at what we're doing and let's enjoy it. And for the first time in this whole career of BKFC, we were able to do that. And we were able to really soak in all the great comments and great feedback that we had from all the new fans that we just received.
You know, which I'm glad you were able to do that because, you know, I've been saying it to you from now, what, a year and a half. You know, what's going on, what you're doing, what you're building. But let's look ahead. Joey Beltran was there. I understand he will be defending the title very soon. I know you have some events coming up. Anything that you can talk about?
And we just have March 19th coming up. Joe Elmore is a guy that we're building. He's 2-0 with our organization. He's going to fight Leonard Garcia. We actually just matched up Reggie Barnett, who's one of our favorite fighters, and he's going to be fighting former two-time world champion and a guy that went 12 rounds with Floyd Mayweather, Marcus Chop Chop Gourley, in the co-main event. Then we have Bobo Bannon coming back. He's going to be fighting former champ Ronald Adams. So we have a lot of intriguing matchups on this March 19th card. And then we move to April, where we're going to have the return of Thiago Alves. We're going to have the return of Hector Lombard. The return of the fastest knockout in combat sports history, Yuli Diaz. And the PKFC debut of Frank Mir.
Whoa.
A lot coming up. But Dave, give me your thoughts on Chaim, what he did, and I know that there's, you know, some grumblings. Hopefully this is true about BKFC maybe going to Israel at some point. Did he do enough to be able to bring the sport, and you know, on his back out to Israel?
I think so. I mean, you know, he didn't know what to expect here, and as he adapted, he scored a nice knockout. But he's a guy that has a really good hold of combat sports in Israel right now. And he said afterwards that it just completely blew up. And I was sitting with him in the lobby as he was getting message after message after message. So I do believe that he can get that done for us.
That's awesome. That's all we can do is hope. I'd love to go cover that one. I'm excited about March. Things are going to continue. Let's book L.A. so that we have an event in L.A. for next year's Super Bowl.
Hopefully. That would be amazing. Actually, we're talking to some native reservations not far off that might make that possible. I'd love to, you know, we were a little nervous doing something on the corner of the Super Bowl, but it worked out fantastic for us. What an incredible crowd in attendance and the people that watched it and the fights. Everything just lined up. You know, all the stars aligned for us on Friday night. It was amazing. And all the guys that have been there to support us from the beginning, like you, Matt, and everybody else that really, you know, knew that this could be something big. I really believe that we graduated and turned the corner on Friday night, and we're happy to see where we're going now. And we're not letting off the gas pedal. March, April, and then May and June, we open up two new states, and that's just going to be phenomenal for the growth of this product.
Great stuff. Dave, as always, thank you very much for your time. I can't wait. Right around the corner, March, we'll be down there. Thank you, sir.
Great job, buddy.
That is Dave Feldman, the president of BKFC, and he's doing a good job.
And he's right. The stars were aligned. I mean, you had Anthony Shoto Pettis in attendance. You had Platinum Mike Perry in attendance. And, of course, Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, they say never meet your idols because you're usually disappointed or it changes. But everything I thought about Shaq is absolutely true. The way he greeted the crowd, the way he was personable, the way he used, like, posed for pictures and was interactive. You know, it was an incredible event, and the stars were out.
You don't think that's going to take BKFC to a whole new level once he's involved?
Absolutely, it does.
When he does an NBA Tonight or whatever the show is that he
it's
does,
gonna
and
blow.
He's wearing a BKFC logo
it's
or something.
It's going to blow up.
It is.
Yeah, and he's a fan, and he likes to watch the fights. He's engaged in the fights. He knows what's going on.
I'm curious, though, how Frank Mir is going to do.
Frank.
You know, I mean, you know, he's mainly known as the jiu-jitsu guy. He's
yeah.
a ground guy. You know, obviously, none of that's in BKFC. So I'm intrigued. Who will they match him up against? I think it's been proven, and I just said it. You know, they didn't give Paige VanZant a cupcake.
No.
They gave her a tough young girl, a young lady. You know, she and the background and all that kind of stuff is awful, but I don't really think it comes into play per se. You know, she was there to fight.
Sure.
She's not thinking about what's happened to her in the past. She's thinking about what's happening in the future and getting in that limo. And that's what she's thinking about. And that's what drove her to be victorious, and I was very happy for
him. Speaking about the limo, we're getting a new stereo system in the limo today.
What's this we? You're not French.
but Steelin is getting a new stereo put in, so we're going to have even better accommodations. It was amazing to ride to Lakeland in the limo. We got to watch the great one, the Macho Man Randy Savage.
I was disappointed in the DVD.
It was. Wait, how long have you had that DVD before you opened
forever.
It?
I've had that for 25 years.
It was great to still have a DVD player around.
I know.
We cracked that DVD and we watched the legendary.
I had another video that I decided not to bring. Oh. I will tell you what it is off the air, and then you tell me if I should mention it on the air.
Oh boy!
But it's a parody of a very famous MMA fighter.
Okay.
So we'll discuss that off the air before I lose my license on the air. Let's go hit a break, and then we'll come back and we'll run down the card Saturday night at the Apex Center in Las Vegas. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
They probably didn't even do that back at the mothership purpose. But Wes Sims and Frank Mir hooked up with him one time in the octagon.
Yeah.
Back in the day. All right, a couple things real quick to talk about. Bellator is now on Showtime. That announcement was made yesterday. April 2nd, Bader's taking on Machida.
Ooh.
Anthony Johnson taking on Romero.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me.
No, Romero. Anthony Johnson's already called you out once. Ratings for the Super Bowl. Did you see this?
No.
56 share in Boston.
Okay.
52 share in Tampa. More people in Boston watching. I was torn. You know, I was upset about what I'm about to tell you. And then the more I thought about it, I welcome it. the Dallas Mavericks will not play the national anthem this year.
Why?
Why are they not, or why am I okay with it?
Why are they not playing it?
For the obvious reasons.
Could it cause controversy?
I'm going to hope, because Cuban's the guy that wants his athletes to do what they want and protest how they want and whatever. And I'm to the point where I would rather you not play it.
Right.
Than to
allow people to disrespect it.
In my opinion.
In your
opinion. To disrespect it.
In my opinion as well.
Well, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm still going at it. I'm still, you know, I've been deleting people right and left because I have an opinion. You have an opinion. Other people have an opinion.
Sure.
I don't care what your opinion is. That's your opinion. You're entitled to it. Whatever it may be. My opinion is that you shouldn't, you know, jaywalk across the street.
Right.
Your opinion may be it's okay. My opinion may be I'll try not to hit you as I'm driving down said street. Just saying. Right. So I welcome the fact of you not playing it, so it's one less thing to argue about.
Speaking of the national anthem and respect and honor, it was very cool to see the three bomber pilots, the majors that we met at Super Bowl, at Media Row, fly overhead in the three aircraft from the Air Force. I thought it was pretty cool that Kate, the girl in charge of all scheduling for flyovers and all sports for the military, when I ask her where she works at, she says,
the Pentagon.
I was like, oh, that's a pretty cool location to have a job.
What base are you located at? Oh, the Pentagon.
I was like, oh. So we'll have to get some eight-man gear strong. Some eight-man strong gear. And then can you send that to the Pentagon?
I have the address. They gave me an address where to
send. But are we allowed to send things to the Pentagon? I mean, isn't it like sacred? You can't, like, I don't know. I would be afraid to send anything.
Why?
I don't know. It's the Pentagon.
It's the Pentagon. It'll be a box. It'll go through, you know, the metal detector, the you know, whatever detectors.
What do you think I was going to say when you send them the address? But can you ship a care package to?
Adam would welcome that, but he's waiting for one other address.
The White House?
No, he wants the address to Jeter's house.
Oh, wait, that's Brady's house.
Well, no, it's Jeter's house.
Brady is the resident. If it says current resident, it would be Tom and Giselle Brady.
You know, that's a tough, who would you take?
Oof.
Brady or Jeter?
Oh, man.
You know, they're both great leaders.
Both champions.
Both champions, both captains, both this, both that.
But one plays on the pinstripes.
Yeah.
And one play for two football teams that are not the Cowboys.
Now, if you say from this day back, you definitely go Brady.
Right.
Because what Jeter's done down there with the Marlins,
he's not on the field. He's in the office.
Yeah.
Right. That's way different. But I would take Jeter just because it's New York, just because it's the Yankees, and that's the America's team. The winningest franchise of all franchises of all time.
What are you taking them as? You're picking that person to hang out with, to go out to dinner with, to put on a team, to start a team, to what?
I think all the above.
See, I would have to lean towards Brady then. Because that would be an easier way to get to Mark Wahlberg.
Because the burger places.
Burger places are okay. I want to meet Paul. I don't even want to meet Mark. I want to meet Paul.
Right.
The chef,
the Wahlburgers.
Yeah,
everything you do has a food motivation attached.
I've been to Wahlburgers.
Speaking of that, did you Fox 13 this morning interviewed a chef in Tampa, somewhere in Channelside. He has a restaurant. It's only open 4 days a week, like Wednesday through Sunday, night only. I don't know the name of it, but whatever.
Your type of hours.
Whatever. The difference is he's doing that on purpose. I just do it because I have other places that's more important to me. But I guess the word means dinner in Italian, so whatever that is, Cena or Cena.
John Cena?
No, it's Cena, I think it is. But he beat Bobby Flay.
Really?
He beat Bobby Flay in a cook-off.
I watched the show.
The Iron Chef.
Yeah, well, it's not an Iron Chef. It's Beat Bobby Flay. That's the name of the show.
But he beat that guy.
Interesting. Well, so, there's been some that have beat him.
So we should go there.
Do you know the premise of Beat Bobby Flay?
You guys both make a dish. He makes his.
No, wait. What it is first it's two chefs.
Okay.
And then Bobby gives you the ingredient that you have to build it around.
Okay.
The two chefs.
Okay.
And then those two cook, and then two people that are there who want Bobby to lose, allegedly, they pick the winner.
Okay.
Then the winner of that picks the ingredient to go against Bobby Flay.
Oh, okay.
So it's normally the chef's expertise,
right,
against Bobby Flay. So like only a knucklehead would, you know, say burgers, because that's one of Bobby Flay's, even though some people have. They want to beat him at his
best game.
You know, then it's, you know, all sorts of off the wall taco, this, that, that, that. So it's not often that Bobby Flay gets beat, but he has been beat.
Well, that's this logic that your boy Jorge Gisele uses, that when he fights a fight.
Who's Jorge Gisele?
He's from Cincinnati. He is a UFC fighter, and he would do.
Well, he's not from Cincinnati. He's from Brazil.
But he fought out of Cincinnati. He's from Cincinnati. And when he fought, he wanted to beat people at their best, even though he would dominate on the ground at jiu-jitsu.
Very true.
He would want to win stand up if he were a boxer. He'd want to win in the clinch if you were a Muay Thai.
I just got some text messages. Some people thought it was funny. One did, but the video that I put up on Facebook and Twitter.
Of me with my face covered?
Well, I'm not sure it's you. It's a ghost. It's Paulie. It's his girlfriend. It's me. It's Travis Thompson, who fought BKFC, and somebody in the middle. And there's a ghost. Casper the Ghost is over the face of that person.
The guy with the ghost face has an Ape Man Strong shirt on and is covered in pizza flour. And so you know who's in the middle.
Well, it doesn't have to be pizza flour. It could be cocaine.
Could be. That's why I'm always like working. But can we all let the audience know what happened? What occurred? What magical feat happened on Saturday that gave us a 50-50 balance of you and I?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Paulie walked through that door.
Yep.
When you didn't think that it was going to be possible.
I will say this publicly. I think you're a tool bag.
Yes, you do.
And I've called you a tool bag.
You have.
And you are a tool bag.
I've been.
And you kiss a lot of rear.
I'm the best at.
And I apologize to Paulie when you sat in my seat. I let you sit in my seat. And then when you left, I was informed by more than one person what you were doing and how you did it.
I did it.
And the next thing I know on Saturday, which I missed out on seeing my nephew, which I just found out yesterday, came to see me. But I was here because you told me that Paulie was on his way.
That's true.
And I said, there's no way possible.
The two-time WBO light welterweight boxing champion of the world.
And he walked through the door and he made his own pizza and he's a good dude. I really like the guy.
Awesome guy.
I like him a great deal.
And simultaneously, like the animal Travis Thompson, who fought the night before, walks in the door with his entourage. So then there's a fellowship of boxing, breaking down the fights, going over strategies, talking about the industry, the careers. And then if that could be topped, a few hours later, Mr. Johnny Bedford, the two-time champ, who fought also Friday night, lost a belt, one of his belts, to Dat Win or Dat Be Dat.
And then, Dat did Dat.
And then you show up. Dr. Davidson from the UFC. I mean, it was just an all-star action-packed day here at Tour de Pizza. Everybody gloved up, even though they're bare-knuckle boxers. They still gloved up. They went into the kitchen. They made their own pizzas. And I think we should start a reality show, Randy. We should actually do our interview with the guests in the kitchen, because you get to talk about their background, talk about where they came from, jobs they had before they were a star, before their dream was their profession. And you get to see how these world-class athletes, hand-eye coordination, how they're so precise and the precision and accuracy, but they fumble to stretch a pizza. Or they are so gentle with the dough.
Yeah, they are.
But when that bell sounds or that cage closes, they're just animals. And so, like, it's cool to see the humbleness and, like, you know, and get to know these people. So I think we should actually do a filmed reality show.
All right, so I ask athletes on a regular basis, and I just mentioned it, you know, earlier when we did our interview with the UFC fighter who gets back in. And I was going to bring it up that Julian hasn't fought in like 2.5 years.
Yeah, 32 months.
You know, that is it more difficult, you know, with COVID? They're not allowed to leave. They have to go in UFC vehicles to the store or whatever. I know what that's like because I'm craving food.
Right.
I'm not hungry. I'm craving food.
Because you're not allowed to.
Because I can't eat it because I'm having a colonoscopy in the morning.
It's the Chick-fil-A syndrome. It's you can't have our chicken on Sunday, so you crave it on Saturday and you crave it on Monday. But if it were open 7 days a week, it would be like lost in transition. Like, because
I don't believe that.
It's white noise.
I don't believe that.
It's white noise. But you say, you can't have our hateful chicken on Sunday, and I want six of them.
Now it's hateful chicken?
Well, they have chicken with hate. That's what they do.
No, the beef is hated.
No, that they have hate in their heart. I don't know. It's something. There was some campaign.
What are you talking about?
With the gay pride and their stance on like a religion.
Who cares?
No, but it's chicken with hate. You can't support hateful chicken.
I can support anything I want. I really can.
Well, you shouldn't support hateful chicken.
I want to support all the hate I can. Because nobody hates more than I do. I hate a lot of things and a lot of people.
You are hateful. There's a skit. Dave Chappelle had a TV show, and he did skit comedy, and he had the haters
ball.
Did
he have good internet, though?
He did, but he called it the haters ball, and Ice-T was in it, and they would have like these award ceremonies for the most hateful comments, and like they're talking about like Buck Nessie's, like I'm sorry, your mom's water dish, or like called his mom a dog, and it's epic. You have to go watch
me. You really bore me.
No, you have to go watch.
Pull up the card. When we return, we will preview. We'll do a pick or two. Loser buys the winner. I'll figure it out when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is your Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
Hello again. Hello.
Hello.
Hello again.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio, and that is what the time. If you know, perfect record as professional boxer. How do you beat that?
You don't beat it. He's undefeated.
He definitely deserves a face on the rock of mountains.
Again, I don't understand how people get so violently upset at somebody's opinion. My opinion is different.
Your opinion doesn't matter unless it matches up with my opinion. This is America.
It is America. Like I believe I would put Mike Tyson up there before I would put Floyd Mayweather. One's undefeated and one's high. So
yeah, but all the athletes are high. The world is high, Randy Harris.
I have a new sponsor that is the coolest item, and we're going to start giving them away to some athletes.
Can I get one? Can I get one?
No.
Me.
No.
Please.
It's like a safe, but it's not a safe.
Okay.
Okay, but it's for your substances to keep hidden from the kids and the family.
Oh, that's great.
Bluetooth. So you go to your phone, you hit the Bluetooth, and it opens it up.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'll bring one in.
I definitely need six of those.
Well, then I'll give you the website. You can order them.
Oh, it hurts. I need to demo it to make sure it works. I'm a pizza guy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm demoing it, and you're not.
Medical marijuana has been legal in pizza industry for 36 years.
Yep. Probably longer.
Probably. Oh, man. But we got fights coming up, Randy Harris.
We do have fights, and it's a friend of the show. And friend of mine is your main event.
We have a couple friends on the show. It's not just one, buddy. This is going to be a great card. I know you want to start at the bottom.
Yeah.
Work your way up.
Well, exactly. If you start at the top, people leave.
So most people, and I'm going to catch a heat for this, but I'll say it. You know, you are a big proponent of, hey, I'm not a real fan if you don't get there for the first fight of the night. Because sometimes the first fight of the night is the best fight of the whole card.
Sometimes.
Right? Yeah. And so you, well, Friday night, we were worried about our scheduling, if we're going to make it on time. But this undercard.
Oh, I thought you were going to go a different way. And you were
on
make
Saturday, Friday the 13th at 6:30 p.m., coming to you live from the UFC Apex, we have women's flyweight Jillian Robertson versus Miranda Maverick. The welterweight Gabe Green versus Philip Rowe.
Maverick, I believe, is in the bio.
Oh, really?
The documentary.
Oh.
I think she's one of the athletes in the documentary.
And then your featherweight fight, Ricky Simon. Or Simon. Ricky Simon. Is it Simone?
Simone.
It's like Din Thomas. It's like, you know, it's
well,
hard
it's not
enough.
Din, it's Dean. And Simone, never mind, we're not
going to. Ricky the Dragon or the Steamboater.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, whose real last name is Blood.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I used to coach his nephew.
Did you really?
In baseball, yeah. And Ricky would come to some games and sit in the stand. Ricky's a good dude.
We watched him wrestle Macho Man in the back of the limo.
Yep.
He's taking on Brian Keller. So, I mean, right there on your early prelims.
I hope Ricky shows up.
Steamboat and Ricky Simone.
No, Ricky Simone.
And that is, you can watch that on UFC Fight Pass. Your preliminary card, the catch weight, Andre Ewell versus Chris Gutierrez. Women's strawweight, friend of the show, Pauliana Viana versus Mallory Martin. Welterweight, Bel Muhammad versus Diego Lima. That's a big fight right there. And then the middleweight, Rodolfo Vieira versus Anthony Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez is fighting?
He's with Epstein. It's a tag team match. They both hung themselves, allegedly. And on your main card, starting at the UFC Apex at 10 p.m., available on pay-per-view. First fight of the main card is the middleweight Makee Pitolo. Pitolo? Did I say that right?
I'm not paying attention.
I don't know his name. Julian Marquez. That's your first fight of the main card. Is who we just spoke to last, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Dropping nukes, apparently.
He's a good dude. I like that guy.
Then the lightweight, Jim Miller.
But who's he fighting?
He's fighting Makai Pitolo.
Okay.
The lightweight fight, Jim Miller, friend of the show, versus Bobby Green.
Friend of the show.
And then middleweight, where we all went all the way up to Atlanta to watch it live and in person, Kevin Gastelum versus Ian Heinisch.
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 Whatever.
Heinisch.
That to me is probably.
That's a fight. That's
well,
a fight.
No, the story. The story to me is crazy.
What's
the
story?
We'll get back to the story after we.
And then your women flyweight, another friend of the show. She's been on multiple times. Macy Barber versus Alexa Grasso. And then your main event. Like, probably. Number three of your best friends of all time?
I don't know about best friends.
I mean, he's a pretty big friend of yours. It is the Kamaru, the Nigerian Nightmare, Usman versus Gilbert Burns. It's a big fight.
That's
a big fight. There's a stat card just right out there.
You know, but everybody continues to think this is the fight Usman goes down. This is the fight Usman goes down. And all he does is go out there and win.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's it. So I would expect the same here. Everybody's going to root against him. Everybody doesn't like his fighting style. And all he does is goes out there and win. Now that you've run through the card, Heinick, if you remember, was arrested for trafficking drugs.
Okay.
Ran from the country. When he came back, he told the story on the show. There's a book about him. He went to, I forget what prison it is. What's the big prison up in New York?
Rikers Island. Wow.
And they put him on a wing that typically white people don't go.
Okay.
And he was a bad dude and survived.
Wow.
And now, you know, I believe that.
So he's fighting in jail.
Well, most people do.
That's pretty good training, though. That's a great fight camp. Maybe it was extended. I mean, how long a fight camp was it? couple of years.
Yeah. So I remember him telling the story, and he's told the story numerous times. But a good fight.
Got to love a redemption story. I mean, that's what makes America great, right?
Well, you know, and people, you know, like they got on me when I said about Connor and that I don't play Connor's game anymore. And somebody got on me on Twitter and said, what, you don't believe in second chances and third chances? And yes, I do. But it doesn't mean that I have to be there for it.
Sure.
You know, the games that Connor McGregor plays at press conferences, I'm just not playing them. I don't care. You know, has it cost this program money? Of course it has. You know, Scott Peterson and all the media that cover Connor, they've all said that's when they spike. That's when
sure.
hits. And it's just not worth it.
Because it's the
there
antics.
For 4 hours for his antics.
But did you see his last post or not his most current?
That he's going back to the way he was.
Yeah, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
Good.
How do you feel about that?
It just means that it's fake, you know, that it's a show.
Generated.
And I've always said, I'm okay if you don't like who you're fighting. I'm okay with that. I'm okay if you show respect after the fight. I don't want you to be buddy-buddies.
Sure.
Tito's one of my closest friends, but that's what he did all the time. And when that whole thing with him and Shamrock, who ironically,
yeah.
I just got a phone call
sure.
from, you know, that it's to sell. I don't like that it's WWE-ish to sell fights. You don't have to do those gimmicks to sell fights.
Well, it was kind of WWE-ish when Reggie Barnett got into the squared circle after Dat One won his belt and challenged him in the middle of the squared circle. How did you feel about that at the BKFC?
You know, again, it's not needed. You know, it's truly not needed. You don't need the shenanigans. You don't need the scripted. You don't need the WWE-ish. You know, we have that. WrestleMania, coming, blah, blah, isn't Randy Orton, didn't he win? Oh, no, it was Edge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that won the Royal Rumble, which is my favorite event, by the way.
The Royal Rumble?
The Royal Rumble, to me, is the best event in scripted sports. Was I wrong?
It's great. That's awesome.
I was really disappointed that your boy didn't show up, you know, that he wasn't involved, which is them, not him.
Yeah.
I understand that. But, you know, they could have had him do like a leg drop from the press box.
Awesome.
You know, maybe he leg drops Vince in the press box or something like that. But,
would you take a leg drop from the Hulkster?
It's scripted. Of course
no.
I would.
Yeah. That'd be awesome to be under a leg drop. I want to have him do it next time I see him.
Have you watched much WWE?
No.
Some of it is so bad. Like, they miss by a mile. you know, I mean, I understand you don't want to, you
right.
know,
hurry
get clipped
right.
and stuff, but, like, you'll see a leg drop, only you can see a tire amount of space between the head and, you know, the elbow portion of your knee.
Wow. That's, I don't really watch it. I mean, I know all the rest. Wrestlers, I know the people, but I
can't watch it.
I don't really watch it. It's not something I
you know,
watch.
It's funny because I've said this before. I enjoy watching MMA, the UFC, Bellator, whatever, without fans.
Right.
I can't watch WWE without fans.
Sure.
And I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, I know it's scripted.
Sure.
You know, I know that. I think it's hilarious when they come out and play to the...
But you like the interaction with the crowd. That's what makes it fun.
Well, and some of the wrestlers are still doing that.
Sure.
Like, they walk out. They look to the left like they're yelling at somebody. Well,
right.
nobody's there.
Right.
It is kind of funny.
I love it.
Give me your pick, main event. Burns Usman.
I mean, you got to beat the champ to take the belt. I don't think he
really?
Gives it
Did
up.
You just come up with that?
Yeah, I'm patting that.
That's a great analogy.
Thank you.
So fantastic.
I'm going to Usman. I haven't seen anything or heard anything about why he wouldn't be.
Oh, he's in top shape.
The champ and the. You know, driven, motivated, hungrier than ever.
We have a pair of VIP tickets for the polo event at the Sarasota Polo Club.
Awesome.
If you would like to go, hit me up on Twitter. Tag me on Twitter. Tag me on Facebook. Tag me on my front door. No, don't do that. I've had people come to my house.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I've had people show up at Sean's birthday party.
To get tickets.
And whatever. So,
wow.
You know, get a hold of me through the radio station, however you want to register. We will do the drawing, what is today, Wednesday, after I wake up tomorrow. So I should have a nice nap
good
in the
luck
morning.
Tomorrow.
It's not up to me. It's up to the doctor and the anesthesiologist.
You want to go with me? I'm training 6 boxers tomorrow with the GNAT. We'll be live and in scene. Come get a workout in after your...
Yeah, I'm going to pass. I think I'm working a deal with a local gym to start working out.
Good.
Because you've already faltered.
But you drive past the gym every day.
You're supposed to come. You're supposed to do this thing 3 times a week, and you've yet to show up. I won. You lost. Enjoy enjoy the UFC on Saturday night. More shenanigans next week. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza as we do each and every Wednesday. This has been Knockout Radio. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
Want to thank 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs, Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.